McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1800 50 11 11. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. That number, by the way, if you want to WhatsApp us, if you ever want to come on the air, is 087-188-0008. Just WhatsApp there, AJ, and she will call you back and put you on. If you don't want to give us your comment, you don't have to. All you got to do is WhatsApp in, let me on, and they will let you on. That's what they do. So here's the message again. Hi, Niall. I've asked the missus what she wants for Christmas, and she says she doesn't want anything. So I thought that I was off the hook. I didn't have to get her anything. But my mates say that I still have to get her something, or I'll be in trouble in the doghouse. What do you think? I haven't a clue what to get her, and she says she doesn't want anything. Thanks, Jay. Jay, you're an awful stupid man, can I just say. You know what I mean? Because if you think for 1 minute your missus doesn't want that just because she says she doesn't want anything, you're on the losing team. Anyway, if you have any advice for our listener on what he can get his other half, I primarily I'd like to hear from women as well, by the way. But have you ever been disappointed and received nothing, and I mean nada, from your partner? Or have you ever received something that was kind of... Yeah, that's lovely. Thanks. Where do I go from here? Or have you ever received something that you were overjoyed with, you just didn't expect, and it was just an amazing present? It might have been something that wasn't that expensive, but it was just something you always really wanted. Because it is really hard to buy for somebody. You know, when you're married to somebody for a long time particularly, you know, and I suppose if you're a couple... that you're, when I say you're well off, you've got a few quid and you kind of have everything you need, you kind of buy as you go along, it's kind of, it becomes more difficult then to surprise, because, you know, anything that your partner wants, you might get them on a regular basis during the year, or the same goes for you, and you want, you know, they might get, you know what I mean? And sometimes I'll say things like that to Karen, you know, what she'll say, what do you want? And I go, oh, I don't really need anything. And I don't. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't have everything that I want. God, there's a lot of things I'd love. You know what I mean? But in saying that, I don't need anything in particular. You know what I mean? And she's always the same with me as well. We don't expect too much from each other. You know what I mean? But here's the thing. Have you ever got something that you were really disappointed with? Or what was the best present you ever got? What was the best present you ever got as well? So what was the worst and what was the best for Christmas? And you can go right back to your childhood, to Santa Claus, if you want to, by the way. The number is 087-188-0008. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Hi, Nyan. How are you? Welcome back.
Thank you very much indeed, Amanda. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Amanda, what's the best and what's the worst you got? And this guy, by the way, who says his wife doesn't want anything, what advice would you give him?
Yeah, look, if the wife doesn't want anything, I think she's kind of just saying that I don't want material things. You know?
Yeah.
So there are different ways of giving gifts. Like, he can give the wife his time.
Oh.
That is a gift as well, you see. Maybe she don't really want material things. She just wants you to be present. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Do something nice around the house. Like, you know, maybe...
Yeah.
When I say not something nice, only like toys, kind of. You know, just sit down with her.
Yeah, bring her breakfast in bed to her. Pamper her.
Exactly. Yeah. Pamper her. Massage her legs. Like, do something good. It doesn't have to be like material stuff though, really.
Yeah.
Because these days, like you said earlier on, most ladies, like, we have our money, we can buy what we want, you know, we can buy stuff for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know? And really, like, I really don't really fancy like gifts, kind of, you know, maybe buy me, I mean, what will you get me? Clothes, something?
Yeah. Don't ever buy a woman clothes.
Exactly. Or maybe you give me a voucher. Like,
yeah. Here's a word. I'm glad you brought that up, Amanda. Lads, don't ever buy a woman clothes, because you will probably insult her because of the size that you'll buy. And B, you most likely will buy something that she hates. So don't ever buy her clothes.
Don't ever. Don't. Even like Vaisha, giving a woman Vaisha is kind of, there's no effort, you know? Like, you know, there's no effort put in that. Like, I think she just wants something special, you know?
Yeah.
Between both of them.
Yeah.
Not really material stuff.
Yeah, bring her out for a nice meal, maybe. Make her breakfast in bed. Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
Not really. And if there's kids, you know, I want to just send the kids to maybe their friend or make an arrangement. You know, can you have these kids for the day? You know, I just want the day for me and my wife. Or, you know, take her out, you know, to the next county for the day. Because spend the day in a good hotel.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And by the way, Amanda, what's the best present you ever got? What was the best present? Now, go right back to your childhood if you want to. What was the best present?
The best present. I would say the best present for me was, you know, when I'm big into gadgets, yeah? I love gadgets. So, but you know when the digital camera just started?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's this small Fuji,
you know, with the little screen on it,
with a bit of screen on it, that particular one. Mine was red. I still have it though. I think I didn't expect it. My ex, you know, just kind of bought it and sent it over, you know, to me. And I think from Spain, I was Ireland, and he sent it to me. And you know, the package just came and I opened it. It was the camera. I was like, oh my God.
It was the best thing you've ever got. I'm like you, Amanda, and so is my wife. We love gadgets. We're gadget people. Yeah. I love gadgets.
Yeah. So yeah, I didn't expect it. So, you know, that for me was like, oh, yeah, but look, if I get let me say now, what will I need now? Maybe somebody just get me a Samsung Galaxy. I don't know, iPhone 23. You know, the latest flip one. That would be a nice present.
Say that again. So, a Samsung Galaxy, which one?
The latest one, not the 23, the E23, the flip one.
Oh, the flip one. They're expensive, aren't they? Like, they're like 1,400 quid or something ridiculous.
That would be a good present for me right now.
Okay, are you married or have you got a partner or what? What's the story with you?
Oh, my, what are you trying to do?
Because I'm just going to say, if somebody who loves you is listening, well, now they know what you want.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm single at the moment. I'm very, very single. So, yeah.
Okay, well, if anybody likes Amanda and you know who she is, you know, and she's single and you don't want her to be single for too much longer, and I think you can probably buy her with a Samsung flip phone. That'd be a great first date, wouldn't it, Amanda?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, would you like to go out for dinner and here's a Samsung flip phone for you?
Exactly. Then we can start talking. Yeah.
Okay, stay there, Amanda. Oh, you got a great laugh, by the way. It's infectious. Okay, stay there. Let me go to Kathleen. Kathleen, hi. How are you doing?
Niall, how are you?
How are you doing, Kathleen?
Oh, sure, look, you know.
Yeah.
It's brought back big memories to me, this one.
Okay, what was the worst present you ever got?
Oh, well, my kids were small and, you know, we had just moved to an area, but somebody we knew just arrived at the door with some gifts. But, like, one was easy. It was, like, you know, a box of Quality Street, so you could tell the...
Yeah, by shaking it. Yeah.
Gift. But the other one was... quite round and kind of, you know, the kids were like, when the people left after giving us the gift, like we were trying to guess what it was.
Okay.
And it was round. Yeah. And so we opened it.
How big was it?
It was like quite big, like.
Yeah, okay.
Bigger than the moon.
Sounds exciting. Yeah, go on.
And it was a padded toilet seat. So the kids didn't know, like, they were too young to know, like, kind of what, you know.
Yeah, what the hell is that? Yeah.
What the hell was that, like?
But at least it was a padded one. At least it was a padded toilet seat.
It was something I never forget, just standing there with my kids and saying, wow. you know, I nearly peed myself.
Like, you nearly got to use it straight away.
Yeah. So, it was like, you know, just, you know, obviously, like, I mean, it was a gift. So, like, to be discretionate.
You couldn't really bring them and give it back.
It was
no.
The funniest thing I ever received.
By the way, did you use the seat? Did you put it on the toilet?
No, never.
You can buy heated ones now, I believe, too, by the way.
Yeah, the best present then I got was last year we got like first class tickets to Taiwan.
Oh, very nice.
From my son in Taiwan and his wife. So that was a lovely gift.
Oh, that was a nice gift now, I have to say.
And he had a great holiday, so.
Yeah, that was a beautiful gift.
That was our first time ever going to Taiwan, and he was in Taiwan for 11 years, so.
That was nice of your son and his wife to do that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lovely gift. But yeah, the toilet seat would go down in history, definitely.
I think the toilet seat will go down in history. By the way, in relation to the guy that kind of messaged in saying his wife said he didn't want that. And Amanda had a good suggestion there. If she doesn't want anything, well, then just give her your time.
Yes, exactly, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, look, it's the little things that count, really. But, you know, that was kind of a very unusual gift to get.
Yeah, absolutely. It is an extremely unusual gift. I have to go to a quick break. Stay there for a second, Amanda, if you can. I have to go to break. Thank you, Kathleen. I'm going to come to Siobhan and Julie straight after this break. Welcome back. Thank you very much indeed, Kathleen. Let me just go to Siobhan. Siobhan, hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Yeah, I've just been listening to Amanda there. She's come up with some great, great work by Amanda there. So don't give her anything and just give her time. And give her your time and your attention. That's nice, isn't it?
That is nice, yeah, if you want it.
Yeah, she might appreciate it. But mind you, Amanda doesn't want just time. She wants a flip phone from Samsung. But that's beside the point. We'll come back to that in a few minutes. Siobhan, I mean, what do you think, first of all, this guy should do?
Well, I would take her at her word if she said she doesn't want anything. I've said the same. And that's what I'll get.
So get her nothing?
Well, if that's what she wants, because... Excuse me, I've said that I want nothing. In fact, it was my birthday there last week. And
oh, happy birthday.
I was asked several, thank you.
What's it feel like now to be 57?
Oh my God, I can't believe 46. I'm absolutely devastated. I'm hurtling towards 50 at an alarming rate and I just don't like it at all. I said I didn't want anything for my birthday and I meant that. And guess what I got? I got nothing.
Oh no. Did nobody buy you anything? But did nobody? I mean, you have a heap of kids there. Did they not buy you something?
The kids did, yeah. Of course, yeah. But
and what about the guy that you have the sleepovers with?
Oh yeah, we're still having the sleepovers, Niall. Yeah.
Did he not buy you something?
No, because I told him not to.
Ah, Jesus!
It's a waste of time. They're only buying me something because it's my birthday. Do you know what I'd much rather, Niall?
What
I really like getting for my birthday? It's just a card. Just a nice card. That's it.
Amanda, she has a man friend that she has sleepovers with and she told him not to buy her anything.
Nice.
And he didn't buy her anything. That's a bit weird, is it?
Oh, no.
But he got me. He did exactly what I wanted. I think it's such a waste of money. Christmas to me is the biggest waste of money.
Bah humbug.
Absolutely bah humbug. No, I swear to God, I am.
If you tell him you don't want anything, you know,
because I don't want anything.
It's not like you don't want anything. No, like you don't need to tell him what you don't want anything. But now use your mind. Go do something nice. Like I think. At least, you know, take you out for dinner. You know, kind of do something nice for you.
No, I don't want him to pick me up for dinner. I don't want him to make me dinner.
If he has booked a spa for you, you know.
Oh, a spa? Oh, I couldn't think of anything worse than walking around in front of a bunch of strangers. in me nits with no bra on in a dressing gown that's making me look horrific. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody deserves to see that. That'd be the least relaxing thing they'd see that day. Trust me, with me big hobbit feet sticking out the end of it. No way. Getting what? Me tash waxed. Or something.
Getting your waxed. Your tash.
Getting me tash. The tash and me beard waxed. No, thank you.
I couldn't think of it for your nails. For your manicure, pedicure, something like that.
Yeah, manicure, your nails, Siobhan. You know, get you a voucher to get your nails done or something.
No, exactly. I get my nails done every 2 weeks myself, thanks. That's fine. No problem. Don't even get my hair done. I've had 2 hair disasters in the last month. What else? No, don't want anything.
What was the hair disaster? What happened to your hair? The wrong colour, was it?
Well, I was up in now. I actually, my birthday was the 23rd of November there. And I was actually, the two of us were flying home from Portugal, right?
Yeah.
So I suppose we did something on the birthday. But before I went on holiday, and I will say, so before I tell you about my hair disasters, that what we do for Christmas, because we say to each other, what would you like? And I'm just thinking of things for him to buy me for the sake of it. That's what I don't like about Christmas. So what we do is we book like a weekend away and we go off somewhere in February instead. So we do that.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Well, that's something then, isn't it?
That is something. And he...
Sorry, Amanda.
I said that is giving you his time, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's me anyway.
Hang on, ladies, both for a second, because Julie's given out to the producer because she says she's freezing. I don't know why she's freezing. Julie, why are you freezing?
Well, I'm not in the North Pole, but like I can feel a bit of frost in the air.
So where are you?
Sorry, are you in Spain or something? I'm in, I think it's Ireland. Like, it's a bit chilly.
Yeah, but what are you doing outside, like?
I'm on a mission to get a bag of chips.
All right. Okay. So, Julie, you've been listening to Siobhan. She doesn't want anything. And she said, if the wife says she doesn't want anything, well, then just don't get her anything.
I think, like, come here. I heard this. So, like, she gave me a little brief of what's going on. I think if the man has to think twice, right, because she said no, then, this is his missus. How long has he gone out with her? A day?
I think he's married to her.
Married to her? And he's thinking twice about Christmas present because she said no?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I wouldn't be married to that.
Would you not?
I'd get on your bike. On your bike.
So even if she says no, she doesn't want anything, you still get her something anyway.
Well, like, why would you even ask, like, whatever show... the obvious answer. Like, you get her something. If you have to think twice, then you're really not nice, are you? Seriously.
What would you get her?
Oh. Well, he needs a bag of common sense from there, so I hope she has that well wrapped up.
Yeah, what would you get her? Sexy underwear?
I wouldn't be like that lady earlier on who'd be happy with a flip phone now, to be honest.
Yeah, she just wants a flip phone. A Samsung.
Oh, flip phone. I have a flipper. Flipper. I hope flipper gets a flip phone. Like, seriously.
Why? Would you not be happy with a flip phone?
Phone for Christmas, I throw it back at him.
Why?
Because here's another thing. You were saying you don't get a woman clothes for. Why not?
Yeah, no, you don't buy a woman clothes.
For Christmas, and I'm like, lovely, that'll do. Thanks very much.
Why would you buy a woman clothes for Christmas?
Why would you not buy a lady clothes for Christmas? Give me a reason why you wouldn't. Just because you don't buy Karen clothes for Christmas doesn't mean that every man has the same opinion and they all go, no clothes for Christmas. They don't. I've got jumpers for Christmas and I've been happy out.
Yeah, but the risk that a man takes when he buys a woman clothes for Christmas is A, he gets the wrong size, and B, he gets something she hates.
You get the clothes, do you?
What?
Just wait till Valentine's Day to decide what size fits. You know what I mean?
Siobhan, do you buy a woman clothes for Christmas?
What's wrong with a pair of fluffies on a dressing gown?
Yeah, I suppose you could. My other half just gets me everything in a large.
He got you what?
He just buys me everything in a large. You know, he just. But I will say that we booked tickets to Tenerife this morning, and he won't take the money off me for the.
Hold on! You just tell me he got you nothing.
But he didn't get me anything, because what we do is we go away instead.
Yeah, but he paid for it, didn't he?
But we've booked that for February, so this morning when he booked.
Are we in a relationship now?
He wouldn't take the money off me.
Hold on, hold on. See, Julie, she said, Siobhan said he didn't get her anything for her birthday going back a couple of weeks ago. But now she's just told me he booked a holiday in Tenerife.
No. We booked a holiday in Tenerife, but he won't take the money off me for the ticket because he said that has to be for your birthday. You deserve something. You have to get something.
But there you go. That's what he got you for your birthday, so.
Well, my birthday was last week. Maybe that doesn't matter.
At least you got a friend.
Yeah, at least you got something.
I did, but I didn't want anything. That's the thing, because it's a forced present, isn't it?
Oh, well, that was a nice gesture, but I'd just be grateful and I'd be on the plane. Good luck, happy days. And
I'll be on the plane, don't worry about that.
I want to go back to why you would throw the flip phone back at him. Would you not want a flip phone?
I wouldn't want a phone for Christmas. No, I think that's like teenage shit. Like, do you want a phone for Christmas? Yeah, please, the iPhone 16, whatever. No, I'd smack him with the phone if he bought me a Christmas phone. Like, here's your Christmas phone. Oh, E.T., fuck off.
So, Amanda would be delighted with a phone for Christmas if somebody bought her one.
I would be delighted with a phone.
Yeah, sorry, Julie.
Well, you see, the thing is, you know, if you ask me, like, if he asks me what I'll be getting for Christmas, of course I'll give him a list of what I want for Christmas. Like,
what else do you want? So, what else do you want, Amanda? You know, it's not that you're needy. So you want a flip phone. What else?
I'm different. I'm not going to tell you I don't want anything, you know. So I'll just say the things that I like. So you go get me what you want to get me.
Okay. So
like that.
Okay, you know? So you want a Samsung flip phone. What else do you want?
Okay, let me see. I'm big into perfumes, so I have different range of perfume that I use.
Yeah.
I'll just give him the list of the perfume that I use. So
perfume? Okay.
Knock yourself out.
You know? Yeah. Oh, there's a good present, Julie. Perfume. Always a winner.
Well, her partner's going to be busy this year.
Yeah. Oh, she doesn't have a partner yet. She's working on it.
Is she a child like with that list? Holy God.
We're working on a subscription to two.
My nephew doesn't even have a list that size.
Yeah, she's looking for a rich man. Sorry, Siobhan, what did you say?
I said she needs a subscription to Food Company, you know?
Yeah, I think...
It's a dating agency.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing. Yeah, Amanda, a subscription to a dating agency.
What's the best thing you've ever got now?
No, I said, if I'm asked what I want, okay, I'll give a list, you know? Mm. But, like, I will not be the girls that go, I don't want anything, don't get me anything. Why? You know, like, I want to get me something.
See, when I said the best present you ever got, I'm thinking like going right back in time. Don't get me wrong, every present that Karen gets me is amazing. She's such a thoughtful person.
Every present counts.
Yeah, and she's just such a thoughtful person. And you know what I love about Christmas and birthdays is we do this thing where we buy each other loads of cards. So like 6-7 cards. And they're just lovely, right? But anyway, but I did mention earlier on, like if you go right back in time when you were a kid, and I remember, like, getting me chopper bike. My dad got me a chopper bike.
Oh, can I tell you what I got?
What'd you get?
Because you were saying that earlier on, and I was like, oh, reminiscing. I got a pair of Fisher-Price skates. Loved them.
Fisher-Price skates? Yeah.
Now, it's my birthday kind of in December, right? So I got my birthday and Christmas present at the same time while I was skating around like a child on Christmas Day. Best present ever.
Yeah, so your birthday is in December?
Yeah.
Sucks.
No, I got no presents either, and I'm not crying.
Yeah, I'm just saying it sucks to have your birthday in December, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because you get two presents on the one day and the relatives think that's grand. Like, do you know what I mean? Oh, it's your birthday. Oh, here's Christmas.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, thanks. You remembered my birthday. Nice one. Yeah, you're
yeah,
very cool.
Yeah. Here's your birthday present and your Christmas present all rolled into
one. But, oh, it's your birthday. Oh, well, then the markers are for your birthday and the colouring books for your Christmas. Thanks very much. Ho, ho, ho.
Siobhan, what was the best present you ever got off Santa Claus?
Divorce. That was the best one, Niall. Don't think I'll ever top that one.
Divorce.
The worst one I ever got. Can you guess what the worst Christmas present?
Marriage.
Married. Nobody messes. The worst Christmas present. I don't think I've ever had a worse one. Actually, not one that sticks out. But
the worst. Do you want to know the worst one I ever got? I'm not going to say who I got it off. But
you have to tell us now. No, I'm not even listening. Go on.
They might be. Many years ago.
They might not. They'd be in bed.
Right, I got this.
What did you get?
It was a small present and it was wrapped up. And you know how you can normally feel what something is. and it was really hard and it was a little bit heavy. And it was only about the size of, say, a pack of cigarettes, around that size, right? And I'm intrigued by this, right? And I'm looking at it and I'm going, what's that? This is exciting. Maybe it's jewellery or something, or something nicer. Anyway, it was somebody directly related to me. Anyway, it was an auntie or something like that, right? I'm not going to tell you who it was. Anyway, so I start to open it and I kind of see like dust coming off it as I'm opening it.
Right.
And it was a brick. Yeah, and it had a little certificate in it saying it was a piece of the Berlin Wall. Now, it just looked like a rock. Do you know what I mean?
That's terrible. That's nice.
Why would I want a piece of the Berlin Wall? Why?
Look, it's the thought that counts.
A piece of the Berlin Wall.
The rocks for Christmas, I'd be like, whoa.
I felt like throwing it at them. Like, I mean, what would you buy me a rock for Christmas?
At them. Did you literally throw it at them, the person that came to you?
No. But I kind of went, oh, I did the whole, oh, yeah, that's, and they went, oh no, it's from the Berlin Wall. And I see that in the little teeny fake looking certificate that comes with it. And I'm sure it was fake, right? And they went, yeah, I got it on eBay. I thought you'd really like it. And I'm sure millions of people bought it on eBay thinking it was a bit of the Berlin Wall. It was probably somebody's wall from their back garden and they sold it on eBay.
Frozen walls, can I?
Yeah, what? A rock.
How old were you?
How old am I?
No, how old were you when you got the brick?
Oh, I was about 30, I think.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Have you still got the rock?
No, I haven't got the rock. I don't know where the rock is.
For God's sake, you're very ungrateful.
What would I be keeping a piece of rock
ungrateful.
For?
I'd hate to be carrying that with your list. Don't get me a rock. Don't get me a, like, don't make it too small now.
Yeah.
Just give me the card. I'll be glad. I'll feed the cats. No problem.
Well, listen, Julie, it's been lovely talking to you. I hope you warm up there. Siobhan, thank you very much indeed for sharing your divorce story and your birthday story. And Amanda, I hope you get your flip phone off somebody.
Thank you, mate.
All right. There you go. Amanda, she's looking for a flip phone, a Samsung flip phone. What's the story with mobile phones nowadays? There was a time they were kind of reasonably affordable. When I say affordable, they were still expensive at £500 or £600. Now you're looking at the latest. You know the Samsung, the Fold, I think it's called? The Flip is the smaller one, the Fold is the bigger one. It's like €2,200 or something. Ridiculous. And why would you pay $2,500 for a phone? It just doesn't make sense to me. I feel bad enough buying an iPhone, but I get it on an upgrade every single time, so I have to only throw a few quid to it or whatever. But like $2,500 for a phone. Wow. Something wrong with people. I could just about justify if you had the money, £1,000. Just about. If you had the money, because I know we use them a lot. In fairness, the one thing you will say about mobile phones, particularly nowadays, smartphones, you do get value for money. Because you're using them all day, every day. So from that point of view, they are value for money. Now, don't get me wrong, the profit and the markup on them is incredible. You know, as well as I do, those phones come out of a company called Foxconn, who make the iPhones, who make, it's in China or Korea, wherever the hell it is. And they make the iPhones, they make all the Samsung Galaxies, they make all the TVs that you have up on your wall, and there's the Sony stuff. They're all made in the same place. Massive big factory where all this stuff is made. They probably come out of the factory for about £30, if even that. And Apple and Samsung are selling them for over €1,000. Like, it's just bonkers, isn't it? It's just, you just couldn't make it up. But as I said, the only thing I will say is, although they are extortionate prices, when we look at value for money, they are value for money because we use phones every single day. So from that point of view, I suppose, from a Christmas present point of view, they are value for money. After the break, by the way, on a more serious note, a recently published Garda figures show that there were just 52 reported cases of spiking in the country in 2023. However, the real figure is believed to be much, much higher. And I'll be talking to Aoife Rose O'Brien just after the break on how you can avoid it and not be put in that position.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.